the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have a man here in front of us, Mitt Romney, whose life is a perfect example of the kinds of leadership and experience you need at a time like this. It is so unique how the man and the moment have met one another. While President Obama and his campaign try to attack his success as a businessman, let's think about it for a second. He started new jobs, new businesses, new enterprises, Sports Authority, Bright Horizons, Staples. He turned around struggling businesses with an astounding degree of success. He created jobs. He is living proof of the example that if you have a small business, you did build that small business.
Here's Congressman Paul Ryan out on the campaign trail. It's a shot or two here at President Obama. Presidential race starting this hour, yet another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen to review what's going on News Talk Radio and television. Here's host Joel Riley talking to yet another political analyst who doesn't think Mitt Romney made a very good choice by picking Paul Ryan.
John, are you surprised Paul Ryan is the VP pick from the Romney campaign?
Well, especially since I've come on your show, Joel, 3 or 4 weeks in a row and said it's going to be your junior Senator Rob Portman.
Yeah.
I really thought for months, actually, that was the choice that Romney would make. And what I had not anticipated was that in the last month, Romney has sort of deteriorated. His own staff, in private, but in the media, in interviews since Saturday morning, is admitting that they'd gone into the doldrums, they'd fallen behind among independents by about 11%, and they needed a game changer, something to change the dialogue, to get off of why won't Romney release his income taxes and all that stuff. And they wanted to, you know, have a bit of a bold pick. Now, there were several guys that they were looking at who were bold. Portman was not a bold choice. Portman was a logical, methodical choice. You pick him, he's a good person with a good resume, and he helps you in Ohio, which you have to win. The other bold ones, though, were Chris Christie and Marco Rubio. And the boldest and the riskiest, therefore, was Paul Ryan. And I think that everybody in the political world, even every Republican who runs campaigns and all that kind of stuff, none of them think this is a good choice. Because Paul Ryan, and it's not a knock on Paul Ryan, but Paul Ryan's whole deal is this sort of futuristic change in Medicare, maybe privatizing Social Security, changing all this stuff in the long run. Okay, great. That's great. But what does that have to do with 2012 and beating Obama and getting jobs and the economy rolling? See, it's a separate debate, a separate issue. And Romney has bought into his campaign now that we are now not going to debate Obama's jobs performance. We're going to be debating Ryan's budget and whether Romney is a part of that or not. And it's a different debate. It's the wrong debate if you want to win the 2012 campaign.
That's been my concern all along, John, is, you know, we kept hearing all year this deal is going to be about jobs and the economy and jobs, and I don't hear it. I don't see it in the advertising. I don't hear it from the candidates themselves. I'm waiting, and I don't hear it. And that's what makes me crazy, because people will go, hey, it's about jobs and the economy. I don't think it is anymore. I mean, I think it's people who are on the I don't want to say on the take, on the dole. They're people who aren't working and get government assistance, and those people just are happy with the way things are going. So let's keep that going, and the folks you're working, that's fine too, and let's just go.
Well, I don't think there are many people who are happy over being out of work or collecting unemployment insurance, which they paid into, by the way, to pay for this thing. It's not like it's just a government gift. I don't think they're happy about that. I don't think anybody's happy, you know. And I think this choice of Ryan, now the only way this thing can really work, I think, is if Ryan and Romney can somehow take this debt bomb crisis, the fact that Social Security and Medicare are indeed going to go broke, all that stuff. You can take that and flip it into, and this is why there are no jobs and why our economy's falling apart. And until we fix A, we're not going to fix B. Now, that's a lot of thinking, Joel, a lot of connections, connecting the dots between now and November 6th.
Up next, the Newster weighs in on the Romney-Ryan ticket, next up on the Countdown.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like mom of the year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Presidential race. Piers Morgan talks to Newt Gingrich about some of the attacks that have been waged so far against Paul Ryan.
But I suppose the fundamental debate that's going to be had, though, will come down to whether the Republicans can tell the American people that they are really concerned about jobs, about people's livelihoods and all the rest of it, if they're also scratching the backs of their rich and wealthy members, which is clearly, I think, the flaw in the Ryan plan, is that it just does. I mean, if you're very wealthy, you're going to be doing a lot better out of Paul Ryan than you will out of Barack Obama, who believes fundamentally the rich should pay more tax.
You know, I don't want to sound disrespectful, but I do wonder sometimes if you guys all get off in a little club and learn a brand new mantra and then all repeat it mindlessly. The fact is, these kind of things were said about Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan's tax cut, which was developed by Jack Kemp, who Paul Ryan worked for. Ronald Reagan's tax cut raised more people to middle class status, took more people out of poverty, created more jobs. You know, this is the core thing that liberals don't get. If you want to have jobs, you have to encourage job creators. If you discourage job creators, if you engage in class warfare, if you do what Barack Obama's been doing, you have what we currently have. This is the worst recovery in 75 years. Now, nobody in the media seems to want to come to grips with the fact that the Obama economic policy is a disaster for the poor. Look at the unemployment rate for black teenagers. Look at the unemployment rate for Latino teenagers. At what point do we hold the president accountable for a policy which is crippling the poor in America by crushing the economy under big government? Ryan and Romney represent a different approach. And I think there's this mantra, you guys almost sound like you're an extension of the Obama campaign. The Ryan Romney plan empowers middle class Americans to get a job. When they get a job, their income goes up. They pay more taxes. They are independent. They're able to live their own lives. Obama worries about student loans. None of those students are going to get jobs under Obama. Ryan and Romney are worried about getting jobs for those students so they can pay off the Obama loans. I think this is a fundamentally different model, and I know everybody in the media wants to rush down and narrow it down to one point, so I'm going to rush down and narrow it down to one point. How long are we going to tolerate a president who makes the poorest Americans more unemployed, who pushes more poor Americans onto food stamps, and who eliminates hope for minorities? And that's the Barack Obama record after 4 years.
Well, I suppose the only point I'd say in return to that, Mr. Speaker, is that apart from the fact we're way too disorganized to all get together and plan the same message, I think what I would say is if you believe fundamentally, again, that this is the worst recovery in 75 years, what does that say, though, about the 8 years of Republican administration which got America into this financial hole? How would you describe that?
Wait a second, Pierce. Very simple factual question. Is this the worst recovery in 75 years? The correct answer is yes.
Here's radio host Mike Romai with John Haskins. They talk about Haskins' conservative group. They are a movement to try to get the GOP to dump Romney at the upcoming convention.
Tell us a little bit about the Mitt Romney that you know and why the conservatives seem to be so excited about Paul Ryan being put on the ticket. But first of all, Mitt Romney and what you know of him as governor in Massachusetts.
Well, Mitt Romney has a reputation for being very untrustworthy. He is that indeed. He will say anything to get what he wants. I voted for him as governor here in 2002, regretted it very soon. He will work with any radical left-wing group to accomplish their goal and turn around and pretend to his voter base that he's defending their principles and their goals. And we just saw him on one issue after another betray everything that conservatives believe in.
And let's put it right out here at the beginning, John. You consider yourself a conservative.
I do.
All right. And Mitt Romney sold himself in Massachusetts as a conservative.
Well, he was very clever running for governor here because it's such a liberal state. He sort of relied on the fact that he was a Mormon, and that goes a long way for most people in terms of assumptions they make. But he governed way to the left on the social issues, and the truth really hasn't come out because when he was ready to run for president, months in advance, he was courting nationally known conservatives, and he actually arranged for a great deal of money to be sent to some of the pro-life, pro-family groups. And he arranged for all kinds of people to owe him favors, and then the truth really never came out about what he was like as governor, because the people nationally that you'd turn to and that the media turned to take a position on someone like that, they were all in Mitt Romney's pocket.
Mm-hmm. Explain that, because it doesn't sound much different than many other candidates who, when they run in primaries, they run to the extremes, and then when it comes to the general, they come back to the middle.
Well, I'll give you an example. It's known by almost no one that when Mitt Romney was running for governor, he secretly met with the Log Cabin homosexual group at a gay bar in Boston.
That's
and
the Log Cabin
it was reported in the New York Times that he promised them that he would allow the court to do a head fake and let the people get the impression that homosexual marriage had become legal. But the state constitution says very clearly that the court has no power to do that, no power to even hear cases related to marriage. So Mitt Romney had actually given away that issue to a radical gay group running for governor.
All right, let's see. We have a lot of people yammering about the shooting near Texas, one of the Texas A&M universities. So we'll get into that in the countdown in a few moments.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits in talk radio are the subject matter both during the week and on the weekend, and sure to be in the top 10 this week is the shooting near one of the Texas A&M universities. Hosts Brian Erickson and Cliff Saunders talk about the shooter's family, who described this fellow as a ticking time bomb.
The man who gunned down a cop and two others near the University of Texas A&M is being described by his family as a ticking time bomb.
Police in College Station are still looking into yesterday's shooting, which left three dead and four wounded. 41-year-old Constable Brian Bachman was killed while serving an eviction notice.
An individual within inside began taking fire on the officers. They defended themselves, called in additional officers. Additional officers responded.
Chief Scott McCollum says the tenant, 35-year-old Thomas Cafal, was killed in an exchange of gunfire with police that also killed a bystander.
So I counted 30 shots. It was semi-automatic. The rounds were coming out like pop, 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 pop.
And a Houston mother was among the wounded as well. Barbara Holdsworth was helping her daughter move into the A&M campus. While she was hit, she underwent surgery, but Brian is said to be in serious condition.
The College Station shooter's family says they knew he was a, quote, ticking time bomb. So do family and friends of someone that seems to be close to violence have a duty to report them to authorities?
Here are hosts Bill McEwen and Tony D. talking about how everybody seems to be on the edge after yet another shooting.
Every time one of these bulletins erupts, you're thinking, oh no, there you go again. But the situation in College Station, Texas, near Texas A&M, looks like the kind of situation we have from time to time in America. And thank goodness it wasn't bigger. There wasn't more tragedy, but police in College Station say a gunman was being served an eviction notice. That was the reason behind this. Before he opened up fire from inside a home near Texas A&M, he killed a law enforcement officer. That would be Brazos County Constable Brian Bachman. He was among three people, including the gunman, killed in a shootout at the house. A 65-year-old man was the third person killed. A woman and three law enforcement officers also were injured. Of course, they put Texas A&M on alert, and three people died. It is a tragedy, but I'm trying to remember what the definition for a mass shooting is. I think it's four or more. But, Tony, what was your reaction when you first saw the headline on this today?
Yeah, Bill, it's just what you're referencing, which is
is this going to be a weekly occurrence now? I mean, is this what's going on in this country? I'm just really, I don't know if confused is the right word, Bill, but certainly like everybody else, sickened by the preponderance of this. It doesn't seem like we go seriously a month without this happening, does it?
No, not at all. And Mitt Romney again recently came out and said that guns are not the problem. And I tend to agree with that. I mean, there is something to be said for how easy it is to get a gun in America. But it's the people handling those guns that do harm. And the big challenge is someone who's seemingly normal can lose it over, in this case, it looks like he lost it because he's, you know, he's going to lose his house and eviction notice being served. And, you know, we just don't know when a person is going to snap, and there's very little you can do to prevent it when they have easy access to guns.
And you're right. And I also agree, and we have an email about it again, Mac. I just don't think you can blame it on the gun. I know people want to, but I just don't see how you can do that.
I want to talk about this? Your call is at 800-510-8255. That's all here next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, John, how come there are no hot dog vendors out here? Is that just like preseason or something?
No, it's because you're in my living room.
Ah, right. That new TV is huge.
Football is a game of inches, so get to the ultimate football experience at Sears, and we'll help put some awesome ones on your wall. Save $250 on an LG 50-inch HD TV, just $499.99. This is game-changing. This is Sears. Offer ends 8/18/12. See store or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like mom of the year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Counting down or up doesn't make much difference. All of this material comes from conversations across the day and the night on a lot of your favorite talk radio issue-oriented programs. The Romney-Ryan ticket really has people buzzing, and so most of the calls that are available right now are about either the fact that they're good or bad, why they're good or bad. 800-510-8255. How do you feel individually? How does your family feel about voting for either side or both? And do you want to have more of a choice? Here's Barbara in Florida, pretty excited that Mitt Romney picked Paul Ryan.
I am over the moon about the pick. It was a choice between Ryan or Romney. I love both of those guys. But Ryan has the skills that the country needs as far as being able to put a budget together, which Obama hasn't done in 4 years. And I think his confidence in himself and his abilities just match Mitt Romney. I think they blend together very well. And the people that are all calling in and saying that, oh, he's going to steal welfare and he's going to steal Medicare. I'm a 62 disabled veteran, 70% disabled, and I'm on Medicare. And he said yesterday that they will not touch anybody's Medicare or welfare 55 and over. So people need to listen to what the man is saying.
All right. So in terms of, thank you, ma'am, 800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. In terms of the way the campaigns are being run themselves, the wiring, you know, the term, the technology of the day being used a lot more. The folks in the Obama campaign seem to be more wired than Romney's. Does that give them a head start? I guess it depends on your age. But social media, no doubt, important to the election of whoever it is that wins. 800-510-8255. Debbie's in New Mexico. She's a Democrat, so she is looking at Paul Ryan a different way.
I am so ecstatic as a Democrat that he picked Paul Ryan simply because of gerrymandering. We can't get rid of anybody bad in the House. Now, if Romney doesn't win, he doesn't get to go back to the House, which is a good thing. And as far as his religion is concerned, I called the Church of Latter-day Saints because I was curious about their religion, being a Jewish woman, and to find out that they think they're going to be a god of a planet. Why would he settle for being president of the United States? What's the matter? The planet doesn't have infrastructure?
I'm not sure, Debbie, what you're talking about. Romney isn't in the House. He's not holding any elected office. So I don't know what you mean, but at any rate, another expression of another point of view. That's what this is all about here. 800-510-8255. Norma is in Virginia. She got no use for either Ryan or Romney.
I kind of looked at it as a slap in the face as a veteran that Romney and Ryan would be on stage with so many of our veterans there, as a veteran myself, so many of our veterans there. Rooting them on, and they will come. And Virginia, north of Virginia, right there, with the U.S. Wisconsin behind them, and want to be and compete for the president and vice president of the United States when Romney would take us to war in Iran and has five sons that have not served. And Ryan, they talk about, people talk about the experiences of President Obama. You look at the experience that Ryan had.
What kind of foolishness are these? What? There's a complaint about Mitt Romney not serving and Ryan Obama. Where'd he serve? 800-510-8255. Brian in Nevada thinks both candidates ought to be talking about how dangerous the banking industry is.
Why do candidates, incumbents, and potential people who are running for any political office lie about the fact that they don't talk about how overbearing and very dangerous the banking industry is? This goes back, if you read your history, back to the 1700s, our founding fathers, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, James Madison Jr., Andrew Jackson, John Tyler, the list goes on, all warned us, and this is all written, in fact, I'm not making this up, written what the banking industry will eventually do to our country, and no political figure speaks on that. Why?
Good question. Why? 800-510-8255. Going through the list, let's go to Don, who's listening in Jacksonville, Florida, to the countdown. Don, you're on the air live.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the Romney Ryan ticket. I have a son with disabilities, and when I'm dead and gone, he's going to have to rely on these systems, which are, the rate they're going now, they're going to be totally broke. So I'm glad somebody's doing something about it, not just throwing money at it and hope it sticks. And then, we end up, the taxpayers end up losing out. So I'm glad Ryan stepped up, and I'll be voting for them in November.
All right, sir. Appreciate your input. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Who will you be voting for in November? And do you like the system? Or do you think, in terms of the system itself, we ought to be thinking about making some changes? See, that's not part of the debate. As soon as the election's over, everybody forgets about it. And then after whoever gets elected starts screwing up, this is terrible, awful. But the awful part of the system is that your vote really doesn't count. Unless you're in a swing state. If you're in a swing state, your vote will count. So, nine different states hold the key? Otherwise, why bother to vote? And that's really a horrible image to keep in your mind, isn't it? 800-510-8255. We're talking about the Ryan ticket, or the Romney-Ryan ticket. Sean in Nebraska doesn't like the plans these two guys have for Medicare.
Why is it up to the future recipients of Medicare to be able to pay for the shortfall in the budget? That program was raided. I would expect that the lawmakers build a revenue trigger into being able to cover it instead of taking it out on the future recipients. I disagree with where Romney is going. I disagree with where Ryan is going. I am voting for Obama, Biden, 2012.
All right, and then who's going to pay the bill? Is that going to get out of thin air? You think everything has to stay the way that it is? It's only been like this since World War II, actually. That is, these programs have only existed since the time of FDR. 800-510-8255. Jay is in North Carolina. Doesn't know how anybody can support Mr. Obama.
I would just like to say
Obama, he has no record to run on. What has he done for this country? That's what I'd like to ask him. And Romney, he has a record. You know he has a business background. You've seen him take businesses, turn them around, make profits on them. He does it for a living. That's how he makes his money.
800-510-8255. Two-way jabs on Medicare. The races for Congress as well as the presidency seem to be about this. The fight for health care programs are intensifying, again, because of Paul Ryan's selection. The focus is on that. 800-510-8255. What's your focus on? Here's Jim in Montana on Obama.
You know, I think it's a pretty much a consensus that everybody's saying that our president, unfortunately, cannot run on his record. It's a lousy record. He has nothing to show for it. He spent more money than the presidents from George Washington or Herbert Walker Bush in 3 years. And when the Democrats had both houses, they didn't even pass a budget. I mean, it shows this guy is, you know, he's been terrible for the country.
Well, George Bush was horrible for the country, too, and he got reelected. So have faith in the idiocy of the American voter. How in the world, well, the reason that George Bush got reelected is because the Democrats put, well, you ask yourself that question, and then maybe you'll file a report at 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review. It's 17 before the hour. We're talking politics. We're talking presidential politics with your calls here on the air.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and just exactly what are you expecting from me? Now, how often have you heard someone say that to you, or how often have you actually said that to someone else? What are you expecting of me? But on the other hand, how many times have we asked ourselves, what am I expecting from myself? Well, you know what? There is only one answer, and I'd like you right now to take a piece of paper and write the answer. And I can tell you that it starts with the letter G. G for greatness. If you have any other expectation for yourself other than greatness, you are letting yourself down. Because when you ask someone else what they are expecting from you, they should say greatness. When you tell a spouse or an employee or a son or a relative, I'm expecting greatness from you, you have the right to demand that from yourself. Get out and be great. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU,
Are you in?
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like it. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers NA 25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Bits and pieces of stories relating to politics and the politicians, people that are running for office, want your vote. That's what we're talking about here. 800-510-8255. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. At a campaign stop in Iowa, the president used dueling domestic energy strategies as a vehicle for taking a shot at Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. Romney said the new source of energy, new sources like wind and let me paraphrase what Obama is saying about wind and solar and things. Apparently, there's something somewhere that suggests that Romney said they were imaginary. So Obama took a trip down memory lane. He called the speech that Romney made about fact that these things are not like the solid oil-based. You know what this is about. The environmental crowd, one, it's pretty clear where Romney is and the oil companies and stuff, and a lot of us don't like that. It's pretty clear where Obama is. But why in the fundamental issues of the day, which are jobs and the economy, why is this relevant? I would ask that question. You may respond. I hope that you will. 800-510-8255. Keith's in New York, and he doesn't like Romney very much.
When a presidential candidate has Swiss bank accounts and Cayman Island bank accounts, what does people put their money in those countries for if it's not to avoid paying taxes? I mean, that's just basic common sense. And the Republicans talking about hypocrisy and making false accusations. Look what this crackpot Michelle Bachmann makes about Anthony Weiner's wife. I mean, look what kind of they throw around accusations all the time. You know, Obama's a Muslim. He's not born in this country. And I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, the nonsense that comes out of the people who want Romney to win. Romney is a liar. Romney lies about everything. He runs away from his signature achievement as governor of Massachusetts. Romney Care, you call it. But one of his surrogates says that, the people that lost their job from Bain, they should have been in Massachusetts so that they could have got health care, which set off a firestorm on Fox. I mean, I don't know how any Republican who is not a millionaire, how can you vote for these people, and these people are in the pocket of the plutocrats?
Huh. Howie Zowie, 800-510-8255. Mary in Mississippi, your turn.
I would actually like to ask the Democrats of the country to search their soul and ask themselves exactly why they want to vote for Obama. Because I feel like if you really care about the good of the nation, our well-being as a nation, you cannot, with a good heart, vote for him. Because you would have to be totally naive to see that he is totally for himself and not for the good of the country. With our debt as high as it is, there's no way we are going to be able to sustain this. Pretty soon we're going to be bankrupt. And, you know, are you voting for a president, you know, for yourself, for what you can get out of him, for what the taxpayers can give you, or do you really care about America? Please search your heart and ask yourself that before you go and vote.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Your experience in politics is part of our conversation here. You're encouraged to speak out. We're discussing the Romney-Ryan ticket with lots of folks that have some important things to say, and some people sound foolish. That's true of all of us. Once in a while, we all stick our foot in our mouth, and that goes for me and other people that do this for a living. Sometimes we just say foolish things. Politicians are the same. The news media is happy to glom on to some of that, including some of the things that have been written about campaign finance has been interesting. The Romney campaign, for example, raising $7.4 million in the 72 hours following the announcement that Paul Ryan would be joining the Republican presidential candidate's ticket. This is on Twitter, by the way. 101,000 donations were made, totaling $7.4 million. How does that strike you? If you feel the comment, help yourself to 800-510-8255, as Mark has done, driving on the I-10 in Florida. Mark, you're live on the countdown right now.
How you doing? I get really upset about this race and whatnot because you don't hear facts. The people who support Obama or believe in what he's saying, whereas the people who are supporting Romney seem to be a little bit more informed. If people listen to the facts regarding some of the things that have happened, the bailout, the majority of the monies that went to the jobs that were created for the bailout were union jobs. As far as the auto industry recovery, a lot of the reason why they were able to survive was because they took 20,000 non-union jobs and trashed their jobs in favor of the unions. Then they took it away from the stockholders and gave it to the unions. I think Romney should spend a little bit more time quoting his business record. He was a very successful business person who helped and recovered failing businesses, trashed what wouldn't work and what wouldn't survive, and made those that were strong enough restructure them to survive. That's exactly what this country needs. Yep. Now we're getting a good CEO and a CFO, a good financial officer, as far as Ryan is concerned, which is just what this country needs.
All right. That's an interesting way of putting it, CEO and CFO terminology, business experience, that sort of thing. Thanks for the call. Carlos in Eugene, Oregon, KUGN, you agree or disagree with the previous caller?
I disagree. I'm kind of disappointed with President Kennedy, Mitt Romney, and his Republican base. Here you have a guy that gets the Bush tax cut, then he hides his money overseas, and then he complains that the economy is bad, doesn't want to show his tax.
Now, let's talk about what the we've heard all of that, sir. You're not adding anything new to the conversation. Add something new.
They don't want to pay taxes.
How do you know that? You don't know. The problem is that we don't know. And I would like to know, you'd like to know, and that there's no question. Okay. 800-510-8255. I think the idea of the taxes is kind of strange, although in terms of running, I wonder about this. You want to know where everybody is, I suppose. I remember when Howard Stern ran for governor of New York, he just didn't want to have people know his business. Does that, when you take it apart, does that mean everybody who runs for office, Harry Reid, apparently hasn't filed a copy of his tax return? What is the old business about rocks and people who live in glass houses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? 800-510-8255. A top spokesperson for the Obama campaign says Vice President Joe Biden was within reason to suggest that Mitt Romney's efforts to roll back Wall Street reform are going to put you all back in chains. Stephanie Cutter said, for months, Speaker Boehner, Congressman Ryan, other Republicans have called for the unshackling of the private sector from regulations that protect Americans from risky financial deals and other reckless behavior that has crashed our economy. Well, what's happened since Obama's been in might be a question to ask. Joe in Maryland, let's wrap it up.
I think it's a great choice. I think Paul Ryan is a great speaker, which will be very helpful for the next 3 months. Clearly, the whole idea of, you know, our current government is not sustainable, he will address that. He's viewed by both parties as bright, as being able to look at the big issues. I think it was a great choice that Romney made. I know some Democrats and independents feel that selecting him plays into their hand. I don't see that. I really don't. I think many Americans are concerned about our economy right now. They're concerned about our overspending. You know, they bring up Medicare as a possible issue. As a former caller said there, Pittsburgh, the Medicare system needs to be reviewed. So whether it be Obama currently or the next president, that will need to be reviewed any day.
It's a wrap on the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Insurance.